Joining me now live over the phone is Kemmer High School track and field coach Phil Thatcher. Coach Thatcher, good morning. How are you today?
Fun, free,
Easter weather. Yeah, I know, right? I was going to say, you guys, you scheduled it just right to not have a track meet this weekend, right? I mean, if you're going to pick a weekend, you may as well pick this one.
Right. We were supposed to go on Friday, today, but they moved their meet to Tuesday. We looked ahead, and it was like, ooh, we better do this. Beautiful day on Tuesday, so we had a great meet over there.
Absolutely. I was actually going to start with that. It was a great meet, especially let's start with your girls program, of course, coming off that state championship a year ago, hoping to repeat this year, and winners of that meet. How are things looking for your girls right now?
You know, we're looking pretty good. Performances already from those girls. Of course, Kate Walker in the hurdle, the pole vault, doing really well. In the 100, Jolie Swayze and Natasha Martinez and Ella Thatcher. We've got more of the jumps. Those three same girls along and triple jumper looking pretty good. Relays are coming along. We've got a thrower, Janae Moore. So these senior girls are really leading the way. Janae Moore qualifying for state in the disc and competing really well in the shot. Hadley Wood, a junior, and Canterbury, a senior, looking pretty good in the pros. And so, yeah, the girls are coming along. We're trying to see how to go with our relays this year. Last couple of years, that's been a strength. We've had a lot of really good. In fact, our relays have always been like top two in every relay. But this year's we got a little bit different mixture, and we're going to have to see what we do with those.
Yeah, what was going to be one of my questions. When you compare kind of where things are at this year as a team and where you were at maybe previous years, how are you feeling as far as the team aspect and where you might be able to pick up some points and where you might have to look at? And so what's kind of your message to your team when you go throughout the season and trying to peak at the right time, right in the postseason? What are your focuses right now?
Well, we're just trying to get better. We're just trying to get a little bit better each meet. Of course, the girls, when we talked about the beginning of the year, goals, they have goals of obviously – competing for a state title, and we're capable of doing that. But we've got to just improve. We've got a lot of new kids coming in, not just freshmen, but we've got a lot of sophomores, juniors, even a couple seniors decided to come out for track this year, which is great. We have 46 kids total on the team, which is a good-sized team for us. But we've got to get these young kids. They're still trying to figure out, are they sprinters? Are they distance kids, mid-distance kids? Can they jump? And we're starting to get that ironed out. The older girls, especially those seniors, that crew, they're being really good and being patient with it. They pretty well know what they want to do, and they've been doing really well the last couple of years. And so it's really getting this young group to identify what they're good at, and then get them to switch from, hey, I like to run versus I like to compete and get better. There's a huge mindset with that. So we've got to keep that mindset of just working hard and competing with the person next to you, not just running because you enjoy it.
Kemmer High School track and field coach Phil Thatcher on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. Coach Thatcher, let's flip over to the boys and maybe tell us how things are looking so far with your boys team and who's been competing well and maybe some of the anchors there.
Well, the boys look really good. You know, we've always had a couple of good standout individuals. On the boys' side of things for the last couple of years. It's the same this year. Derek Hagler in the throws is looking really, really good in shot and disc. And then Cole Rogers in his two hurdles and in the 200 and 400. He's an outstanding athlete for us. And so those two are kind of our big leaders. But we've got a couple other role players, Bryson McGill in the high jump and long jumps. He's looking really good. Kane Jimenez is coming out and running really well. Bowman Sandel in the pole vault just got 11 feet qualified for state. He's going to get points there, we hope. And so we're having some others step up. But we've got some diversity this year. For the first time in a while, our boys are aiming to be a top four team at state. There's some really good teams. Thermopolis coming down on the boys' side is a pretty good team. Bighorn is still loaded. I don't know what team those guys are going to sure take a shot at it. And, of course, Big Pine, he's always going to have good athletes. And so I think between us and Big Piney, I think we can compete for that third and fourth spot. Maybe if we get a little fortunate, we can sneak up in that second. I still think it's Bighorn's to win. They're just really tough. But our boys are looking really good as they've looked in a while as a team.
So, of course, you're off this weekend, as we've mentioned. What do you have coming up in the next week, maybe 2 weeks out, and as you guys continue to prepare for the postseason?
Well, Thursday, we actually come up to your neck of the woods. We're up there in Afton and going to be running. And I like these later Wyoming meets. We get a run against, of course, Star Valley and Evanston and Rock Springs. We get some really big, good teams. Of course, Big Piney's going to be at a few of them. We hit Utah early mainly because of weather, but then you get into Wyoming, and I'll tell you, there's some great athletes up here, and we look forward to just seeing how we compete. We'll see Big Piney in and out of a few of them. We go to Afton, and then the week after that, we go to Evanston, and then I'm going to take a few kids down to BYU. We're going to see if we can chase some records and kind of just have a fun day that day, and then we go to Riverton. So Star Valley Thursday, the following Tuesday's Evanston, Friday's BYU, and then Saturday's Riverton. And so by then, we're only 2 weeks away from regionals. We'll be, you know, finalizing all of our events and really fine-tuning our relays. And so these next three meets are really big for us to try and decide how are we going to get the most points and try to, for our girls, try to compete against Big Piney. And I'm telling you right now, Bighorn and Tongue River, they have got some girls over there that are putting up some really good numbers, and so I think this year's race for the title, the last couple of years has pretty much been us and Big Piney, but there's some players over there that are going to really make it interesting.
Be fun to watch, see how it all plays out. Coach Phil Thatcher, Kemmer High School track and field. Coach Thatcher, as always, really appreciate your time. Anything else about your program you'd like to mention before we cut you loose here?
Nope, just proud of these kids. You know, they're working hard. I love seeing them come out. They got a great attitude, and any Ranger fans out there, come to the track once in a while when you get a good day, especially because, man, you're seeing some really cool things happen on the track and in the field.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you at the Star Valley Invite, the Dave Draney next week, and we'll talk then. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.